This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 999, How to Show Flexibility Without Sounding Apathetic in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When someone asks you what to do, and you want to express that they have many options, how can you find that balance between being open and not sounding like you don't care? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, welcome to episode 999. Can you believe it?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. Believe it. That is absolutely incredible. Wow. Wow. That happened.
Wow.
It feels like, wow. We'll talk about it more next episode. Next episode.
Yeah.
Episode 1000 is coming up.
Make sure you're here, guys, for the episode 1000 coming up very soon.
Yes. Cool. So, Lindsay, I mean, do you think that we should record all the episodes first today, or should we talk about the urban adventure plans?
Oh, well, either way works, Michelle.
Okay. All right. So let's record. So I'm excited to record. So we'll do that.
Okay. Great.
Okay, guys. Okay. So we are going to get into that little conversation in a second, but because we have a really good listener question. But first, what do we want to remind our listeners, Lindsay?
Well, guys, remember if you are taking the IELTS exam this year, I know a lot of people are wanting to go abroad, to live in Canada, the UK. If you guys need to take the IELTS exam, we have a podcast where you can get started. It's called the IELTS Energy Podcast. We'll give you the tips you need, and then we'll show you how to get on the right track with a daily study plan to get your 7 or higher. So go search for IELTS Energy Podcast.
Okay, perfect. Okay, definitely. So yeah, let's just get back to that. So I asked you, you know, what we should do first. We have, you know, some tasks to accomplish. And you said, mm-hmm. What did you say when I asked you what we should do first?
Well, I said, either way works.
So what does that, why'd you say that?
Well, I said that both would be okay. Like I would be open right. to both. And I feel like I use this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. This is going to be a very common, really great episode for you guys today.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And it, like I said, it comes from a listener question. So from Lior, who is from Israel. So could you read us that question, Lindsay?
Sure. So here we go. Hey, Lindsay and Michelle, how are you doing? My name is Lior and I'm from Israel. I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 months and I think it's top notch. Ooh, top notch. I wonder if you listened to that episode where we taught that phrase, top notch. Thank you for all your hard work you put in every lesson. As to my question, I was preparing for a presentation and wanted to express the idea that all means are legitimate, aiming for a specific purpose. i.e. every mean or way you choose to go about it are acceptable. In Hebrew, we have a specific idiom for this type of situation, but I haven't been able to think of a parallel one in English. How could I express this idea in English? Are there any relevant idioms or expressions that I can use? Many thanks in advance, Lior. Good question, Lior.
This is a really, really good question. It's a good example about how in one language there could be a specific idiom for something, but maybe less so in another one. So, I mean, would you say, Lindsay, that there's a specific idiom for this situation?
I mean, I think that we have a I don't know if we do. I don't know about idioms. There are ways to express it, right? There's a bunch of different ways, and we can show you guys today, but I can't think of any specific idiom that only says this.
That's how I felt. And that's what I thought was interesting is like that, you know, in one language, there's a whole idiom to express this exact feeling. But I mean, guys, if you think of anyone, let us know, because I couldn't think of just like one really good idiom, but we have a lot of different ways to express the same idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we're going to give those to you guys today. And these are very natural, super, super natural. So I love this episode.
Yeah, me too. Great question. Yeah, it's important to connect with people in these situations because typically someone may be asking for your advice, like if they should do something this way or that way, right? This, you know, gives them the freedom to do what they want, right? So you're saying, you know, your decision either way, blah, 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 right? So it might be good to use with coworkers or something like that, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, and I also think this is really important to listen in today, guys, because we are in a little bit of, we want to make sure we don't sound kind of like a blasé. Do you know what I mean by that blasé? Like kind of like, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Right.
Like, because that would sound like we're not interested, like we're not invested, like we don't care. So you got to kind of toe the line, guys, between showing that you're open and anything and there are different options that you're open to and avoid sounding blasé and just kind of whatever. Okay, so we're going to show you guys exactly how to do that.
That's a really good point. That's a good point. So yeah, so let's get into it, Lindsay. So the first one is either way, which we talked about at the beginning of this episode. And you know, we have another episode where we talk about different ways to say it doesn't matter in English. Okay, so we can give you that link. So that's episode 577. So either way is kind of another way to say it doesn't matter. But here we're not using it to say it doesn't matter, right? We want to talk about, like Lindsay said, not sounding blasé, right? But just sounding like, oh, your decision, all ways are good, right?
Yeah, we're finding that balance today for our listeners here. It's, gosh, language is such an art. You know, connection is such an art. We want to say things the right way to maintain that connection. And guys, if you're using the app, you can now search in the search bar. So make sure you're listening inside the app because there's a lot of cool stuff you don't get on the podcast or on the website inside the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, type 577 in that search bar at the top of the episode list.
Right. So for example, you could, if you wanted to use either way, so what's one thing you could ask me, Lindsay?
Well, Michelle, should I put the pictures on the PowerPoint first or should I put the text first?
Either way works. Okay. So I could say either way works. I could say either way, or I could have also said something like, oh, it doesn't matter either way, which I know it says it doesn't matter, but I still think it gives this feeling of everything is okay. Not that it doesn't matter, but that everything is okay.
Yeah, and tone of voice is important here, too, to show your interest. We want to avoid sounding not interested. It doesn't matter either way, or either way works, right? Either way works. Cool.
Exactly. Okay, so what's another thing that you could say, Lindsay?
So the phrase, whatever works.
Right. And how could you add on to that a little bit?
So whatever works or whatever is best for you.
Yeah. Whatever works or whatever works best or whatever works best for you. Okay. A couple of different options here. So for example, I could say, Lindsay, do you think I should take the highway or the back roads?
Whatever works. There's not too much traffic, so I don't think it makes a big difference.
Okay, good. Right. So you're saying everything is okay. And you're not showing that it doesn't matter to you, but you're just saying, oh, you know, it's, you can't go wrong, basically.
Yeah. Love it.
Right.
Cool.
Right. So, and, you know, saying, oh, I don't think it makes a big difference. You could say that. That's like a little bonus phrase for our listeners, say.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, these are really good phrases. These are really good phrases because they show that balance of being invested, being interested, wanting to help the person, but also, you know, like showing that you're open and there are options for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we have one more that I thought would be good to highlight for our listeners. Lindsay, what is it?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here we go. So long as we finish, as long as we finish the assignment.
Wait, hold on. The phrase is in bold above.
Oh, sorry, guys. So here's the phrase. I went into the example without sharing the phrase. Crazy. Just getting back from vacation here. So
that's all right. That's okay.
All right. So, guys, the phrase is however you want to go about it. However you want to go about it. To go about it. Interesting.
Yeah, it's just another way to say to get it done, right? This is what the Lord is asking about, to get something finished, to get something accomplished, that something is okay to do it in different ways, right? So to go about it means to get it done, to complete the task.
Right, to attempt it, to complete it, to approach it. That's
right,
exactly
to approach it. I like that. Yeah, so how could you use this, Lindsay?
All right, so as long as we finish the assignment by Friday, I'm fine with however you want to go about it.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I think that these phrases are, you know, some of the ways that we would express this same feeling in English without necessarily a specific idiom. Like, I know we have a lot of cute sounding idioms for different things. And I think that these are the best ways to express it. Are there any other comments you have on these phrases, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always an idiom. Sometimes idioms kind of box you in, and idioms have just one tone. And this is almost better than an idiom because we give you different options, guys. So, yeah.
Right. Really good point, Lindsay. Yeah, I like that. So let's give this one a try. Yeah, we got some good options here to share these emotions that Lior was talking about us that are really important for connection, right? So in this role play, Lindsay, you are teaching me how to cook a stir fry. And I am asking you questions about it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, so that's it.
Okay, great. Well, that seems easy enough. So, wait, should I chop the veggies first or make the marinade first?
Either way, just be sure to marinate the veggies for an hour.
Okay, good. And should I use ground chicken or chicken breasts?
Oh, it doesn't matter either way. Whatever works best for you. Both are delicious in this recipe.
And should I serve it right away or can I store it until I'm ready to eat?
However you want to go about it. Of course, it's great to eat it as fresh as possible, but it doesn't make a huge difference.
Okay, nice.
Very flexible. That's why sauteing vegetables and this kind of thing with chicken breasts is a good thing to make because there's a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, you can do a lot. Yes. I like to make those things too. That's why I was able to make a role play. So I couldn't make it about many, many complicated things. So this was I could get some questions in and answer. So that's good.
Are you saying this is your main dish, Michelle, that you cook?
I do like to make a lot of, I like to use a lot of ground turkey because I feel like you can make a lot of stuff with it, like stir fries. And I like to add broccoli and different things. So it's a staple when I don't know what to do, which is all the time.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Awesome. So, so here we're getting into a lot of the things Lior was asking about, right? So about saying that any way you want to do something is good. So, what was the first thing you said, Lindsay?
Okay. So the first thing I said was either way. Well, you asked me, should I chop the veggies first or make the marinade first? I said, either way, just be sure to marinate the veggies for an hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just expressing that both are okay.
Okay, great. And then I asked about, you know, what I asked another question. You said it doesn't matter either way, so you used the same expression again, and then you said it doesn't matter either way, whatever works best for you. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. This is a very good recipe. I'll have to get this recipe.
and then what was the last one, Lindsay?
I said, however you want to go about it. Now, this is a nice one because I feel like our listeners may not have heard this one before, right? To go about something.
Right.
It's very native, very natural, and they're not going to find this in a textbook for sure.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I like it to approach it, right? To accomplish it. Yeah, so I think that these are all pretty natural when somebody's asking you a question, right? So again, you know, Lior was asking how to say basically that he said, express the idea that all means are legitimate for aiming for a specific purpose, i.e. every mean or way you choose to go about it. Actually, he used go about it in this. So nice job.
Oh, he did. Oh, go Lior. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. He
nice
knows it.
Job. Yeah, good, good, okay, good. Cool. Well, I'm glad we're able to share it with our listeners. So that's good. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, we want you guys to experiment with these phrases. You know, you don't need to get boxed in today with an idiom. Instead, we've given you three or four good options, very natural native options that, like I said, you're not going to find in a book probably about English. So we're giving them to you here today. I mean, just kind of, and again, this is about towing the line between being open and flexible and also showing that you care. So you want to strike that balance. We don't want to sound like we're not, like we don't care, like it doesn't matter.
Right.
We also want to show our flexibility. So.
Right, right, right. I love that. That's really good for connection and for, you know, showing people that you're not, you know, gonna just tell them always what to do, but that there's some freedom within something.
Exactly, Michelle. And that's what this show is all about, guys. And that's what we're going to be about in once we get past episode 1000 is bringing you to deeper levels of connection in English. That's what All Ears English is here for you guys. So leave us, go ahead, guys, leave us a review. Yeah, I want to ask our listeners, guys, we are getting close to 1000. Leave us a review in the iTunes store, in the App Store, and let us know what you think about the show.
Definitely. We love to hear from you. So yeah, thank you, Lior, for this question. And very helpful and interesting topic for our listeners. So that was great. And thanks, Lindsay, for everything today.
For the whole thank thing. You, good Michelle. I think I'm going to go make some turkey stir fry
and
marinate
some
vegetables.
Go for it. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.